You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. RNIB's See Sport Differently campaign is all about getting more people with sight loss feeling the benefits of sport and exercise, whether that's taking part, attending live events, or watching at home. Joining me now is one of our See Sport Differently champions, Sarita Donaldson. Sarita, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And have you always been active, Sarita? Have you started getting more active more recently?
I was active when I was younger. I was like a dancer, and then I stopped. and recently it's kind of off and on. But when I had my son, I wanted to lose the baby weight, and that's when I decided to do something about it. I'm still trying, if I do say so.
And you found that running was something that made a difference to you. What made you start? What was the push to actually get out there and get on the pavement?
If I'm honest with you, it's just I needed a break. I just needed to get out of the house. I was on maternity leave. My partner was working all the time, and I just needed like just half an hour to myself. At first, I wasn't even really planning on running. I was just pretending almost. But then I thought, let me just give it a go. And then I did the run, and it was hell the first week. But by the second week, I got better, and then I continued doing it until I completed it.
And how did you feel once you went for that first run?
The first run, oh my God, like I couldn't breathe. I was like halfway through, I was dying for water. And yeah, the first one was really hard, but I did think to myself, oh, like I actually did that. It was quite an achievement.
And was it anything like you'd expected? Like maybe you'd sort of built it up in your mind to be?
Yes and no. So I started running in the car park outside my house because I was like scared to go to the park. So I was like, oh, people are going to be watching me. They're going to be thinking, what's wrong with this weird person? But no one cared. And I just did it. Obviously, it was painful, which I expected, but it was almost like an achievement, you know?
And you're active now, of course, with running and in the gym as well. How do you feel after you finished a workout?
Yeah, I feel really good. I feel, you know, it's good for your mental health. You feel like your head is cleared. You know, you can start again. It's good to go, especially after a day off work. I'm not really a morning person. So in the evening to get that break and just, you know, that sense of achievement is still there.
And is there any advice you give to blind and partially sighted people listening who might not think that taking part in sport and keeping active is for them?
I'd say just get up and do it, you know, what you think is going to happen. Because I had all these fears of like tripping over dogs or a child, God forbid. And none of that happened. It's just getting over those thoughts in your head and those fears in your head and just getting up and doing it. And then if, you know, I've gone to dance classes where I wasn't able to keep up with it because I couldn't see the instructor. That's fine. Then find something else that you can do that, you know, that you can keep up with. Just keep trying.
And what's next for you? Do you have any new activities you'd like to start?
If I'm honest with you, like I said, it's an ongoing battle with me in exercise because I know the benefits of it, but then life always gets in the way. So right now I really want to get back into it properly, you know, 3 times a week without fail. I'm kind of off and on right now, if I'm honest.
And where do you think is a good place to start for people listening who might not have been involved in any activities before?
Somewhere that you feel comfortable. Like I said, I started in my car park because my car park's empty. There's like hardly any cars there. And I felt safe there. So I started there and then I led up to, you know, a park and then finally the gym. So just go at your own pace and where you feel confident, where you are familiar with. And then if you feel happy, you can branch out from there.
Well, for more information about See Sport Differently and how you can get started in sport, visit the website www.seesportdifferently.org.uk or call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. See Sport Differently champion Sarita Donaldson, thanks for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.